Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. More than 2 years after leaving his job under a cloud of corruption allegations, the state's former probation chief is getting his first chance to defend himself. One of two trials scheduled for ex-Commissioner John O'Brien is underway. It's the simpler of the two cases. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on opening statements today in O'Brien's state trial.
John O'Brien is facing only one charge in this trial: conspiracy, conspiring to use illegal schemes to get his wife a job. In 2005, he organized a fundraiser for then-state treasurer Tim Cahill. Around the same time, O'Brien's wife landed a job with the state lottery. The attorney general's office says that's no coincidence. Here's prosecutor Peter Mullen.
That fundraiser was a success for Mr. Cahill. He received $11,100 in contributions that night. The fundraiser was also a success for the defendant. 3 months after that fundraiser, his wife began a job at the lottery.
But the defense says there's no link between the job and the fundraiser. Paul Flavin is O'Brien's lawyer.
Not only is Jack O'Brien not guilty of participating in the conspiracy, such a conspiracy itself never happened.
Flavin told jurors that Lori O'Brien submitted her resume and interviewed for the job just like any other candidate. But beyond the possibility of bribery or an illegal quid pro quo, the prosecution says it also has evidence of campaign finance violations. The attorney general's office says O'Brien used his power as probation commissioner to stack that fundraiser with his employees. O'Brien's lawyer, though, says no one was pressured to attend and donate.
People go to these political fundraisers as a social event, to politically network, to be seen with the higher-ups, to get FaceTime, to rub elbows, to be there.
Regardless of the outcome here, this trial is not the end for O'Brien. He still faces separate federal charges of racketeering and fraud. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.